You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success today, once again, we are with Carolyn Maddox, the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything organization, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. She has experience in strategic planning and nonprofit management. Ms. Maddox is a summa cum laude graduate with a BA in history from North Carolina Central University. She also has an MPA in public administration from North Carolina State University. She has worked in diverse settings such as federal agencies and academic institutions. Carolyn, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're welcome. Good to have you back. So first of all, for those who are not familiar with the I Can Do Anything organization, can you share with us this mission?
Yes, I would like to start with a correction. Actually, the organization is located in Joppa, Maryland now, which is a part of Harford County, Maryland. And the mission of the organization is to teach young people about career success strategies, networking skills, and life skills. And we've added new information to the mission, reading literacy through career exploration, which gives young people the opportunity to read about various careers, as well as learn reading comprehension skills, but at the same time, they also get to learn about a knowledge of history. And we emphasize the relevance of history because it gives individuals the opportunity to have a blueprint. If I'm looking at someone who looks like me and they've excelled in a particular career, it gives me the opportunity to develop self-esteem, good self-image. But at the same time, if I'm not able to meet a person face-to-face, I can read about them and gain insight about how to be successful in a career. And that was something that actually President Obama did. He did a lot of reading about individuals in history, and that helped him build upon his self-esteem and self-image as well.
What are some of the latest events with the I Can Do Anything organization? What's going on right now?
Well, the latest event of the I Can Do Anything organization is basically the reading literacy program. The reading literacy, teaching young people about career success strategies, but giving them the opportunity to enhance their reading comprehension skills, learning about a particular career, learning some of the language of the career, and being able to learn about knowledge of history, but a knowledge of history that is positive, teaching individuals about various people who have excelled in history.
If you would, get into what the purpose is of the reading literacy program in more detail.
Well, the purpose of that particular program is just helping young people start early to gain insight about career choices. The reading literacy covers young people grades 8 through 12. And it's at the 8th grade level where young people start beginning to identify with a career choice. And with that being the case, it gives them the opportunity to start identifying information as it relates to a career. For instance, if I want to be a medical doctor, I can pick up a book and learn information in terms of some of the language. If I want to be a medical doctor, I can find a doctor, or I can contact the American Medical Association and learn some of the things about medicine. An example of that would be Dr. Ben Carson. When he decided that he wanted to be a medical doctor, one of the things that he actually did was work for a medical facility that gave him some insight about medicine. So the reading literacy helps the young person pick up a book and look at a particular career and read and learn some of the language of that career. It gives them the opportunity to think about their strengths and their weaknesses. If I want to be a medical doctor, am I really good in the math? Am I really good analytically? There are exercises in some of the books where you get the opportunity to identify your strengths, the opportunity to identify your weaknesses, to determine if this is something that you actually want to do. The other uniqueness of the book is that it gives individuals the opportunity to actually think about other aspects of the career as it relates to history. I can look at individuals who have been successful in medicine or successful in a field. I can flip to the back of the book and identify an organization that is affiliated with each particular career. I can call that particular organization and find out information about internships, scholarships, which helps me get an early start of developing networking skills with individuals who could help me develop a pattern of success. All of these things are relevant with the reading literacy program and the information that's in the book, because when you look at the current economical trend, a lot of young people are not necessarily being taught actually in schools about career success strategies. We go to school and we get good grades. We come out of school. That's the traditional pattern that students read about, you know, going to school, getting good grades, and I'll have a job waiting for me. But if we start them reading early in this type of literacy about career exploration, we may be able to prevent some of those things where kids go through school for 4 years and then they get a master's degree and they're still not able to get a job because they have not taken the time to learn appropriately about what it takes to be successful in a career, or am I actually making the right decision when I pursue a career. So that's what we see when we talk about the reading literacy and career exploration.
I'm always impressed every time I hear you go into detail about what you have created there with the I Can Do Anything organization. Today, once again, we're joined by Carolyn Maddox, the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything organization, now located in Joppa, Maryland, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Why do you feel that reading literacy and career exploration is important?
I feel that it's important because I go back to the early teachings of my parents as well as my grandmothers and grandfathers, who taught that it's important to have those basics called reading, writing, and arithmetic. And I have always been a big fan of reading. And during the summertime, when I was in high school and elementary school, that was something that they always made me do. And when I look at the current trend where young people are watching so much television and playing so many video games, I see the relevancy of why it's still important to read. So in order to help that process of development as it relates to reading, I decided to come up with the concept of reading literacy for career exploration, which I hope will be beneficial to young people.
Well, tell us, how can people learn more about this program and how can they be in touch?
You can learn more about this program from the website www.icandoanything.us. And it's a relatively new program which we are promoting in the Harford County area, in Baltimore County, Baltimore City. To help young people, and it's basically an extension of the books that I've authored. I still have three more books to author, but the first two books, the first one was dedicated to the African American community, and the second one was dedicated to the Latino community, and I have the white community to do the Native American community and the Asian community. And I want to emphasize why I decided, you know, to divide the historical information in that capacity, because it's important for each group of people to learn about their history and know the accomplishments of their history, because it helps to build upon self-esteem, it helps to build upon self-image. Once you do that, you also have the opportunity to learn about other individuals' history, which is important because each race of people are dependent upon each other. We can't survive without each other, but it's important to know who you are first in order to be able to extend to other people. And that's why I wrote the books the way that I did. But I want to emphasize to young people that history is very important. It's very important to understand your history, but it's also important to learn about other people's history. And I emphasize that because I added that uniqueness to the books in order to help people learn about career success strategies, but at the same time learn about history as well. And I was a history major at North Carolina Central University, and history is heavily embedded in me, and I was taught history across the board. I learned African American history. I learned the African presence in Latin America, but I also learned American history as well. I learned European history, and that played a foundation in why I also wrote the series of books the way that I did.
Quite intriguing and impressive. In conclusion, what are some things that parents can do to get their children to learn more about career exploration?
I would say pick up copies of the I Can Do Anything book. Go to the library and start them early, learning about career success strategies. And then also I would emphasize looking at the child's academic curriculum. Look at what their strengths and weaknesses are. When they get their report cards, start looking early at what they are successful in. If they are successful in English and math, you may want to start guiding them towards careers that utilize those skills. The library, the reference sections, look at books for career success strategies. I really think that's important, but an early implication would definitely be looking at the report cards, talking to the guidance counselors, seeing if they can provide insight about career success strategies. And also look at the www.com www.icandoanything.us website.
Carolyn, always good to talk to you. Look forward to your coming back once again, and thanks for taking a moment today to be with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and thank you again for having me.
Certainly, and always our pleasure. We've been speaking with Carolyn Monix, the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything organization, now located in Joppa, Maryland. And once again, the website of reference is icandoanything.us. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.